program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our series on a young man's message from Job chapter 32 and Job chapter 33. And if you have access to Bible, I'd encourage you to go pick it up. Open it up to Job 33 and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, many resources and information about our ministry. But we'd love for you to click on the link that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd write to us, send us an address and where you're hearing the program today, and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that fits into your purse or pocket or maybe into a Bible case or something like that. A place where you can keep track of your own prayer lists and your prayer requests. You know, the Bible says, let our requests be made known unto God. And then you can record where God and when God had answered those prayer requests. Now, we'll send one to you absolutely free. And we're not going to sign you up to a mailing list or to an email list or anything like that. It's a simple transaction. You write to us, give an address, you'll send us a prayer journal, and that'll be it. You can pray for us. So you can get the prayer journal through the website, again, considerhisword.org, or you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, I do want to remind you, as we're actually going to be kind of wrapping up this series today, Lord willing. And if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can hear them at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says radio programs, and there you can find all of the messages in this series. Look for the series entitled A Young Man's Message. And you can hear all of them. And if you haven't heard all the messages, I'd encourage you to go do that. Kind of put it all together, because in these programs, you just kind of get fragments of that message. So today I actually want to pick up toward the end of Job chapter 33 and verse 24. Now, let's kind of set the scene again. You know, Job, many of you know what had happened to Job. He had lost everything. And three of the, quote, friends came to, Bible says, mourn and comfort him. They came and sat down with him. And as they came and sat down, the Bible says, for the first week, they didn't say anything. They just sat with him. Sometimes we just need a friend like that, somebody that will just come and sit down with us, kind of feel what we're feeling, and just share that moment with us. And so they had been doing that, and then they began to speak. And one by one, they began to try to explore and to figure out why Job was in the mess that he was in. They had, all of them came to a conclusion that it was because of Job's sin, and Job just kept denying his sin. And then almost it seems out of nowhere. And I don't think it was out of nowhere. I think God sent him. A young man showed up named Elihu. And he said, now, I've been listening to what you guys said. And he said, it would seem that you would have all the wisdom. But he said, God has spoken to me, and here's what God says. He said that I'm speaking for the Lord. And he says, I want you to hear what God is saying. Verse 4, I'm in chapter 33 now, he said, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. If thou can answer, set thy words in order before me, stand up. Behold, I am, according to thy wish, in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. He said, I am in God's stead. I'm speaking for God. And he said, I've been listening to you, and I've heard you say, and basically it comes down to this, I've heard you deny your sin. In verse 9, he said, I've heard you say, he said, the voice of thy word saying, I'm clean, without transgression, I'm innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. And then he tells him very straightforward. In verse 12, he says, behold, in this thou art not just. You aren't right. And he confronts him about this sin. And he begins to tell how God speaks sometimes through different ways and maybe reveals that sin, that conviction in different ways, maybe in our sleep or maybe through his word, maybe through pain or sickness, or maybe because of death. You know, one of the things I've been praying for is that God would convict our nation of their sin, that people would suddenly realize. We call it a great awakening when people suddenly realize their own sin and their need for a Savior and begin to turn back to God. We may be seeing a little bit of that. I don't know. I'm praying for it. I pray for it every day as much as I can, that God would send us that great awakening, that people would be aware of their own sin and turn themselves from him. Now, why does God do that? And we touched on this last week. He said it was in verse 17, to withdraw man from his purpose. There's a way that seems right to a man, and the end thereof is the ways of death. Man in his rebellion against God says, I want to, I'm going to. And their lives are destroyed by their own sin. James said, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. But you see, there is hope. Because when we get down to verse 24, he then says, speaking about God, he said, then he is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. He then says, there is grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. I love hearing and love studying about God's grace. How that even while we were yet sinners, Romans says, Christ died for us. And he's telling them, Job, even in your sin, now Job had denied his sin, but he's saying God has revealed that you are not just. Listen, you are a sinner. Without Christ, we have sinned, and we will pay the penalty for our sin. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And now he's telling Job that God is gracious toward us. To deliver him means to save him from his self, to save him from going down to the pit. We're held in sin, and that sin results in our own death. And yet here God says that I have found a ransom. That ransom is the salvation of our souls, and that ransom is found in no other but Jesus Christ himself. Jesus paid for us, and he paid for us by dying on the cross. You see, the wages of sin is death. Well, it's Jesus that died that death on Calvary's cross. Colossians 1:14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Again, Hebrews 9:12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Jesus paid our ransom, and he paid it all. And here God is telling Job, even though in your sin, and sin leads to that death, he is gracious to deliver him from going down to the pit, to deliver him, to deliver us from hell. And Jesus did that for us when he died on the cross. He gives us new life. Read Ephesians chapter 2, how God quickened us, made us alive when we were dead in trespasses and sin. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are come new. And he then goes on to say that God will pardon us. I want to read the rest of this. To me, this describes the experience of being born again. Verse 25, his flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. Where he says he would be favorable unto him means that God will pardon him. And the joy that comes in our salvation. Now, this is so important because, you see, he said we were sinners, telling Job, you have sinned. And yet God has found a ransom to deliver us from the pit. He'll be favorable to him, gracious to them. He'll see his face with joy, will see the Father, will be so joyful. He will render unto man his righteousness. In other words, he will give to man his righteousness. Well, how does that happen? To me, this is an amazing thing. 2 Corinthians 5:21, I think, explains it best. Speaking about Jesus, he said, for he, Jesus, has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, here's what happened. When Jesus died on the cross, Jesus took our sin upon himself. He made him to be sin for us. And God put on him the sin. The Bible says he laid on him the iniquity of us all. And Jesus took on the sin of the whole world. He took our sin from us and exchange gave us his righteousness, so that when we stand before God, we stand before God with that sin removed. We stand before God as righteous and holy as Jesus is. When he died on the cross and we trust him as our Savior, he makes that exchange. We begin to see his confession. He said he looks on men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which is right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going to the pit, and his life shall see the light. Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? He has found a ransom, and you only need to trust him. Put your faith
in his word.
God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.